Radio Prague News.
The Health Ministry is drafting new legislation aimed at combating alcohol use among minors. Plans have been unveiled for the first ever reform of psychiatric care, and the Prague Institute of Chemical Technology has developed a new method of measuring the methanol content in spirits without opening the respective bottle of alcohol. Health Minister Leos Heger has agreed with spirits manufacturers on a joint approach to preventing alcohol use among minors. A new bill on addictive substances is to cover prevention among minors, alcohol sales methods, and modify health controls and fines. The health ministry said that under the proposed bill, those who sell alcohol to minors could face not only the current financial penalty of up to 3 million crowns, but could also lose their licenses. The ministry is giving its proposals to an interministerial coordination group that the government created on Wednesday. The group has 2 weeks to submit the new legislation to the government, which will also enable authorities to crack down more on bootleg producers. The move comes in the wake of a serious outbreak of methanol-related deaths from bootleg liquor, which estimates say makes up 20% of the spirits market. The health ministry also unveiled plans on Thursday for the first ever reform of psychiatric care. Deputy Health Minister Marek Zieniszek announced that the reform would primarily involve shifting care from large institutions to smaller centers closer to the patients and with the goal of achieving the European standard of psychiatric care. The Czech Republic, he said, could receive up to 6 billion crowns from the European Union for the reform. At present, 20 psychiatric facilities treat about 600,000 patients a year and have beds for 9,000. Zieniszek said that the options included reducing the number of beds, closing entire pavilions or entire facilities. The Prague Institute of Chemical Technology has developed a new method of measuring the methanol content in spirits without opening the respective bottle of alcohol. The method, based on Raman spectroscopy, is markedly cheaper and faster than classical tests and has proved highly reliable. It can, moreover, be undertaken with the help of a small mobile device which can be used anywhere in the field. Scientists developed the method in response to the recent outbreak of methanol-related deaths when the institute was inundated by requests from the public to verify the safety of spirits people have at home. Now turning briefly to the weather. Weather conditions should be mostly cloudy to overcast with a chance of afternoon showers and highs of around 19 to 20 degrees Celsius. My name's Christian Falvey. That's the end of the news.